Welcome to the first, the third, fourth. Okay, fine. You want to know what? I'm just going to say. Our 1 month spec. 1 month! Happy Gamer Spectacular! Now, all I have to say is we were going to have a second co-host on today, but he didn't show up. Which makes me kind of pissed. Okay, really pissed. I've been telling him for a couple days, we were supposed to record yesterday, and actually even the day before, but he didn't, he just won't do it. I don't like that. It's not nice to me. So, and all I have to say is, well, if he does appear, I will tell him that he needs to come on, but he's not here right now as of we speak, so, well, let's get the show on the road. So, first, start talking. Well, guess what? You want to know more though, not just record my video games, but I'm going to say, Happy Earth Day. Yeah, that's right. Happy Earth Day. Don't plant a tree, and if you're too lazy, go buy a ticket. Go buy a ticket to Disney's movie Earth, and they'll plant a tree for you. Yeah. So it's basically like paying less than it would to buy a tree, and Disney will still plant a tree for you. Right. You can be lazy, and you can still get a tree planted that you're too lazy to plant. So that's what I have to say about Earth Day. I'll keep a lookout for the cheese. Here we are. It starts with the first yo-yo game theme on the list, Mr. Skull. This game is very fun. It's not the most investigative. It's not the game that you would ever see in the list of the best yo-yo game themes. But no, it's a fun little game where you play a skull with a gun. Your gun can only kill walls, special types of walls, until you get the special... Your gun can only destroy the normal wall. You can't destroy the off wall until you get the fire upgrade. But sometimes you can't get the fire upgrade because of... get stuck in this little patch, and you'll have to restart the game. But it does use the famous F4, F5, F6 to load and save things, so that is very helpful if you need that to, if you want to use that. So, that game is very good. The graphics, your skull, and like I said, there's enemies. It's very Metroid-like. That's what I'm going to compare it to. I think it's very like Metroid, except your skull and your health. So, I'm going to compare it to Metroid. Think of Metroid. Actually, yeah, I think it's just like Metroid. So, well, not only is it just like Metroid, so it's just like Metroid. The first thing you need to do is go get fire upgrade so you can shoot the moth wall. Moth walls are walls that are just covered in moths. And you shoot them with using fire gun, and it lights them on fire, and then they go down. But otherwise than that, this game is still just a great, it's just a nice Metroid clone game. The graphics, I'm going to give a 3 out of 5. The gameplay, I'm going to give, this is a 4.5 out of 5. And for the story, there was a story in there. At least I think there was a story. I can't find it on Yo-Yo Games. On that is no. Yeah, go play it. It's a fun little game if you are into Metroid. So if you don't know what Metroid is, just go play it. And I don't have a link for you, so I'm not going to be able to post a link for it. I know, isn't that stupid? It's because Yo-Yo Games can't say all the games that you've played. If it had, then I would actually be able to tell you a lot of games that I have played and give you some decent reviews on them. But no, I'm just going to stick to them, 6 or 7 of them. So this game, go play it. If you can find it on Yo-Yo Games, it's called Mr. Skull. It's a fun game, story, it was in there somewhere, so like there's a red spot? And I don't remember it, so, yeah. Gameplay, so, difficulty level, it's a Metroid game. It depends on if you're good at Metroid or not. It really does. So, that game, go play it for Metroid fans. And, I'm gonna do a nice thing of moving into the next game, A-Rest. Isn't that such a great name for a game? A-Rest. No fancy things, just a rescue. You're Stick Man, and you cut the opening where all your friends get captured or something. And then you have to go on a magical, mystical adventure where you have to go save all your friends. But you don't really need them. And for the story, that leads to the story. Another 2 out of 5. And now for the gameplay. The gameplay, this game is quite... But it's not the greatest game that you've ever played in your whole entire freaking life. It's just a nice little game that you can play when you're bored. It will take forever for you to actually get anywhere in this game. But other than that, it's a great game. Meaning, from the fact that one hit, you're dead. You've played this game before, probably. One hit, you are dead. Dead. But, so, the main enemy are rats. In the first couple levels, the main level are rats. So, after you, then you can kill the rats by kicking them. In the game, as I said before, very fun. It's not the greatest game ever made. It is just, like I said before, this game is a quick game that you should play on your spare time. If you have any spare time, it's quite fun. It's very challenging. If you're in the look for a challenge, this game is definitely for you. Now, so, that game, I'm not going to give it a full review, because I'm way too lazy. And I want to make this a quick episode. So now I'm going to move into Dr. X. Yes, Dr. X. The crazy game. Okay. So the story is, I'm assuming, I'm not quite sure, that you, Dr. X, have made an experiment that blew up, and now germs are attacking. And now, germy thingies are now very much destroying your lab. Now you have to escape your lab and kill all the bacteria, germ thingies that you unleash by accidentally making something explode. Very basic. Don't even say it wasn't actually a story, I just made that up, so another 2 out of 5. Nope, wait a second, 1.5 out of 5. But, other than that part of Dr. X, Good Maze game. Well, I think it's a good maze game. You don't have to. This maze game. When you die. Meaning, it's very hard for you to die. When you die in this game. Meaning, when you have a health bar. And your health bar goes down. You're dead. You have to control off the leaf to get out of it. Yeah, that's right. So that's a big flaw in the gameplay. When you're dead, it says, oh, when HP, it doesn't make you restart the game. That's the problem. This guy was so stupid. He wasn't stupid. He just wasn't good enough. in order to understand how to do that, which is sort of odd if you know what I mean, but other than that, this game, which Dr. X, so you're walking around and walking around, and that's very good. Everything is good until you die. You have nice health, and the health carries over to each level. Oh, 1 second. Sorry about that. Dr. X, gameplay. The only problem, the main problem, is that when you die, you get that glitch. So you have to pull off the leaf to get it out. But other than that, this game is pretty fun. There's a boss battle, and I got like 2 levels after the boss battle. It's pretty. And then the control of the leaf thing happens. The life carries over to the next level. Like, if you have 100 life in one level, like you start out with 200 life and you get dropped down to 100 life. You don't start out with 200 life in the next room. You start out with 100 life. This would be a good move if you knew what he was doing. If he knew what he was doing when he did that. He didn't mean to. He obviously didn't mean to make it so you have to control off the leaf. Actually, there are a couple games on Yo-Yo Games that are meant to do that. But this game, other than that, is a great game. So I don't think he was trying to actually make it a great a game like that. So he did what he did. Yes. And the boss level. You pick up a bomb and you drop it by the boss. Boom, the boss level's over. And you just don't get touched by any of the enemies. Walk past them. There are some keys. When you get a key, you can unlock certain to go to the next part of the lab and then go to the door and exit that room. So in that game, gameplay, story, like I said before. And gameplay, nice 4 out of 5, nice 3 out of 5, and a nice difficulty rating, 6 out of 10, and replay value, I've never beat the game. It's just too goddamn hard. So, next! Okay, this game, right, that I'm going to say next. I have to say that this game took me by surprise. It wasn't just some other game that, you know, everybody else has made or ripped off before. It's just, it may seem like that at first. It is amazing. I've never seen a game so like this before, with such like this before, that's made by such a person that is not on the front page. This game, to me, not to you maybe, is great. Okay. When you open it up, cutscene here of nice rolling mountains from the creators of the games that came before. The War 2, The War 3, and now The War 4. An explosion, and then when you start the game, there's a cutscene of your father dying, which is actually a very cool cutscene. I wish I could do that, but I can't make cutscenes with this game. The first game maker that I have, yes, I have light, but still, so, graphics. Oh, I didn't do graphics on. Oh, who cares? Graphics on this. They suck. 1 out of 5. Gameplay. And probably appropriate for gameplay beat graphics. But still, so after all my ranting about how bad the graphics are, they suck, etc. The opening cutscene in this is amazing. It doesn't have anything to do with the gameplay. I've never been able to get past a certain point. This is because of a very bad glitch in the game. It's probably been fixed by now. But the version that I've played of this game had a very bad glitch. This glitch affected that you could not get past a certain point, and that you had to stay on the first level. But what I had played of this game would actually make it a 4 out of 5, but I'm going to have to make it a 2.5 out of 5 because of that terrible glitch. If you know how to get past that glitch, I will tell you, I will go over there and give you a nice big hug. If you wouldn't enjoy that, then give me something else. If that's what you would want, I would give you a hug. If you knew that they fixed that glitch. So, now after the gameplay comes the very intriguing set of story. Oh yes, there's a story! There is a very nice story, 3.5 out of 5. And after my nice little review of this amazing game, which is not over, difficulty levels, not that difficult. I would have to actually give the difficulty level the lower 5, which I would actually have to make it like 2 out of 10. That is very low for difficulty, so it's not that hard, unless the glitch has been fixed and it's harder as it goes along. But as far as I've played in this game is amazing. I understand that I should have played through the entire game, but when you can't play through the entire game, then you really can't. So the gameplay got a really bad rating because you can't get past the level because the game is broken. So, now, as I have to say, the next game after that, I'm going to be posting that in the comments of what it is. It's the link to that game. It's very fun. Go play it. I have it downloaded. It's not just a play to me. It's a download. I'm probably going to undownload it just because of that stupid glitch. Doesn't that? This is a great game. So next, we have Blocks of Duty! Ah! Doesn't sound very encouraging game called Blocks of Duty. It's obviously a take of Call of Duty. He should have came up with a more creative title. Story, this is just a demo. I'm just reviewing the demo, people. So everybody who wants to know everything about this game and why, it's just a demo. It's an awesome game, but so far, it is still just a demo. So the demo. So this demo game is very fun in the game. Ooh, he created a Blocks of Duty online for online co-op of Blocks of Duty. But never mind that right now. I'm sorry, I was just looking at that. This is just a demo. There's no real levels of the game. It's just showing you what the game is. It's more like just a tutorial of the entire game. So this game, so I can't give it a story yet. Gameplay so far that I have played is amazing. I will play. I will have to say that this game is a great first-person shooter. Yes, first-person shooter. That's not really what you were expecting, saying that I should have been good. It's not just a rip of the tutorial. It's a better rip of the tutorial. Yeah, it really is just a tutorial. But it's a good tutorial. Rip. So, so where was I? Something about Blocks? Did I tell you about the gameplay? The Blocks of Duty game. Sorry about that again! But, yeah, I'm sorry. But still, now, time to talk about Blocks of Duty gameplay, like I said I would get into earlier. In about a couple minutes. Well, maybe it's been like 20 minutes since I've recorded again, so I don't know if I was talking, if I already told you about this. But what I can remember, Blocks of Duty gameplay is what I was talking about. This game, it's just a demo, but the gameplay is amazing. It's not just another rip, the enemies are 3D. You can drive a car. The car is very interesting. It's a 3D car. There are 3D bomb things. You drive around in the car. So, you have a couple types of weapons. And if, with these couple types of weapons, there are some glitches. Not that, like, you get everlasting fire. There is a minigun that would let you do that. But, as of now, there is no glitch that makes you do something like that with a bazooka. That'd be awesome, but no. The bazookas can kill enemies and all, but the whole point of the glitches is that they're bad and nobody likes them and people wish they weren't in the game. So, does that sum it up for you? You need a better explanation? Well, I'm not getting into one. I really don't know a better explanation, so that's what I have to say about that. La 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 la. So, yeah. So the glitch, when you are by a, like, a wall, and you walk into it, and then you try to jump, your gun gets jammed into the wall, and you can't walk away. It's either it might have been me, or I accidentally paused the game. If you have run into this problem, tell me, so I can say that I'm not crazy. So, this glitch, glitches drop the gameplay, as everybody should know. The glitch drops the gameplay down to a 3.5. And other than that, that was a snapshot of difficulty. Difficulty is very, rather low. 3 out of 10. Very low. For difficulty of a FPS. This is just a demo again. I think it's just a tutorial. He will make moving enemies, hopefully. He will hopefully make moving enemies and other things like that. But as of now, there are no moving enemies or anything else of that sort. Guess what? It is awesome. Not only fun, it's offense. So, I'm not saying something. Well, I think it's may not be to you, saying that this game is offense. But to me, and she starts out like, okay, here's the wall. Blow up the wall, go to shoe, blow up shoe. But then it gets more complicated, and there's water. If you fall in the water, your light goes out, and you either have to find some place to light your bomb fuse, or you die. So you don't have any lives, you just hit R to restart the room. It's a very challenging puzzle game. It's amazingly challenging. Challenging puzzle game. So, if you are into these types of puzzle games where you have to blow things up and not fall down or something like that, and not fall down to the water, it is a very complex puzzle game. Gameplay is great. 4.5 out of 5. There are some glitches and difficulty. Puzzle games are probably the most difficult of all games. This game is very difficult. This game, on a scale of 1 to 10, on my usually difficulty rating scale, would score 8. I'm giving it a 7. It's a very high score. Because I don't like this difficult and terrible puzzle game, but I love them anyway. It's like RPGs. But those are hard to review, and then I have to spend a lot of time. I have a lot of time to review RPGs, because by reviewing all these other shorter games. So, RDX. Go play it for puzzle game lovers, or graphics, gameplay. Great! Go download it. I'm posting a link and everything. So you can go download that. And, wow. A whole week of worth of games, but none of them really sucked. Wow. Earth Day really helped this episode. Now, didn't it? Speaking of Earth Day, go buy some tickets to. Now, go plant a tree or go buy some Earth Day. Yeah. They're cheaper than the tree and Disney plants one. So, to me, that would be be a better deal than going and buying a tree. You get to see cool movies, and you get tree plants. So, go see your awesome Disney Earth, and over, and out. Oh, wait a second, put the over and out on hold. I forgot to mention my contest again for like the fourth time. I've my co-host contest. Send me an email at joephlomminlive to become my co-host. And also send your World of Destruction games in there. Those games I want to see because I will post it in here again about that. But as of now, that is a very, I entered my own contest, so I am winning. Beat me in my own contest, and I give you a digital cookie. So, yep, that's about it. Go have some nice Earth Day-y thingies, and over and out.